Hey guys, how are you? It's Queen Cooley here. Great to see you. Welcome all 11s. I'm an 11 too. You already know that probably. And as I always say, if this is your first time, welcome in. Welcome. And if you've been with me for a while, I really appreciate you. I have a little new setup here I've been talking about for a while. So I'm just trying it out and I thought it would be fun. I've got my dragon over there and some selenite. And so some feathers, and then it's really cool light that changes color. So I hope that you are all doing well. And the ways to work with me, what I do is I'm an activator. I help bring people into activation with their gifts, with their motivation, help empower them. And then once you're in alignment and activated, then everything that you want to happen in your life starts coming towards you and it becomes more effortless. So that's pretty much what I do, as well as being an animal communicator. So I would love to work with you if you're interested in, it's a new year, it's already March. And if you're interested in making some changes in your life and you want to level up, let me know. And the Brave Academy is also going to be open in another week and a half. So I'm excited about that too. So all the links will be below. Okay. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw my last video, and if you haven't, because I didn't put a number on it, it was for everybody. But sometimes when I do that, if I don't say it's for an 11 or a 9, you guys won't watch it, which I totally get. This one was different. This one, I was, because I'm an animal communicator, as you know, I speak with domestic or wild animals, it doesn't matter. And they speak with me just as I'm talking to you, right? They all have their own voices. They sound different. They look different, act different. Whether it's a cat, a dog, a horse, a hawk, it doesn't matter. A gecko, I had that last week too. That was fun. So I have a couple of clients that occasionally, when they go away on vacation, I dog sit for them or cat sit for them. In this case, it was a dog. I've known this woman for 4.5 years, super, super nice. And she's had her dog for about a year, and I've sat for him before, no problems. And this time was different. So she was gone for 2 weeks. And the third night I was there, well, let me just say, I'm used to having all of my animals sleep on the bed. And she had said, you just want to be careful of this one because I guess she was unsure if he was gonna like the bed or not and how he would react. So what happened was the first night I was there, I was under a big time spiritual attack. And I don't know if you guys have been going through this. I've been mentioning this to everyone, but every one of my clients, including yours truly, has been attacked the last 3 weeks. I mean, without mercy. It's been crazy. I know there's like 8 portals open. I know there's a lot going on. There's always the spiritual warfare, but this is kind of getting old. And it's just about over with, but it's been very challenging for everybody. And so what happened was the first night I was there, the dog got on the bed and the dog was growling. Now, she has a lot of, well, she's way out in the woods. So she has a lot of deer that come by and he growls at the deer and whatever. So I just thought that's what it was. Didn't think anything of it. The next night, he got on the bed and I told him to get off and he kind of growled at me. But I didn't think too much of it. I was super tired. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was really late. And I was just like, whatever, I'll just go to bed. He'll get off the bed. And he did. Third night, I was up till pretty late, again, working till like 2 in the morning, got into bed. And I thought that I had closed the door so he wouldn't be coming in. But I guess I left it open enough where he walked in and he jumped on the bed. And it usually takes me a little time to go to sleep. So I was this way, facing this way, and he was behind me. So my back was turned towards him. And I had just gotten asleep, and all of a sudden I hear this big, like a really big growl right in my ear here. And then I just felt some pain, and I woke up and I shoved him off of me as fast as I could. He looked at me like, okay, and walked away. And then all of a sudden I turned the light on and I looked at myself and I had blood running down my face. I'm gonna show you a picture if you didn't see it. And there's a point to me talking about this. This is, if you can see, let me see. You can't see it. Yeah, shoot. It's hard to see, I apologize. Anyways, it was coming down my face and it was really scary. I started hyperventilating. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have stitches, whatever I got my head to. But I put ice on it. It stopped really fast. I calmed down. I went back to bed. I did not spank him. I told him no, really firmly. He's not my dog. If I'd been hurt worse, I probably would have, but I didn't. And tried to go to bed after that. Now, I have 9 more days with this dog after this incident occurred, and I didn't want to tell the owner. She was far away on vacation. She'd get upset. She might come home. It's like, I'm not doing that. If I was hurt like badly, it would have been, I would have told her, but I figured I could just wait. So the challenge for me was working with this dog for the next 9 days. And now I'm very leery of him and wary around him. I don't trust him at all. And so the point is, I was trying to figure out what's going on. Why did this happen? And I asked one of my clients. And she, I think, hit it the nose on the head because I was toying with this dog. He had just woken up, I think, from a deep sleep, too. So was this dog seeing something near me and trying to protect me? But then I don't know why the dog would bite me. Thank God my back was towards him. Thank God. Can you imagine if I was face first towards him? For the next rest of the 9 days, I would go in. He would not go in my room. I'd even lock the door. No matter how much he cried, I'd lock the door. He wasn't coming back in. No way. But after the first day or two, I really tried to just sort it out in my mind and be like, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be in the same room with you when you sleep. And you just need to be kind of cordial and just keep your wits about you, which is what I did. I asked my client what had happened. And this is what she said. And this was very interesting. I'd like to know what you guys think. If you guys have any thoughts on why this happened, other than I just got attacked, let me know. Especially if you have insight spiritually, what's going on here. Now, this dog actually was with another family, just so you know. Their story was that they had one baby and then they were having another baby, and that's an Akita. I don't know if you know anything about Akitas. I always had Springer Spaniels. Akitas have always, every Springer I've had, Akitas have attacked Springers. Springers are like golden retrievers, like they're very, loving, and they wouldn't hurt a fly. Akitas not so much. So they're not my favorite dogs, I'll be honest with you, because they'd always attacked my dogs when it was like a passing by thing, literally. It wasn't even like we knew the dog. So, anyways, she said to me, "You gave this dog carte blanche, meaning a pass, right away. And you shouldn't have done that." And I really thought about that. And I was like, huh, she's right. Whenever I work with clients or just in my regular life, if I meet somebody new, I don't automatically give you a pass like, oh, you're cool. I can work with you, or you're going to be an amazing friend or colleague or whatever. I kind of say hi and then I kind of step back, like most 11s do, and watch, right? Let this person show me who they are, right? Are they good? Are they bad? Because as 11s, we always want to see beneath the mask, right? What's behind your mask? And I realized for animals, it was different. Every animal that I've ever met, I would give them carte blanche, meaning I give them the benefit of the doubt times a million, right? I don't believe that animals are born evil, right? A giraffe is not born mean. Even dogs are not born mean. Yes, they can have tendencies, but they're not mean unless someone's made them that way. That's just my personal feeling. You guys let me know if you think that's right or off course. So something had happened within this family. When I channeled in and meditated on it, I got that there was some sort of incident that happened with the bed, where he felt threatened, or maybe he was beaten on the bed. Maybe he woke somebody up and didn't mean to. And something negative and scary for him happened with or around a bed. No excuses though, right? This is just what I thought afterwards. I should have channeled into this beforehand. I should have not let him on the bed in the beginning. I should have watched him more, but I guess I kind of felt like I babysat for him before. So, there was never a problem. Why would I expect a problem now? But I realized that I always do give permission and, yeah, you're good, you're fine. And we shouldn't do that. Right? We should treat them just like we treat humans. Like, I don't know you and you don't know me. I'm not expecting anything bad to happen, but like, let's kind of, watch each other and say hi to each other and kind of chill out before we're best buds. So that was important. And I want you guys to know that because if there are people in your life that you're giving carte blanche to, they may be doing or saying things behind your back that you don't even know. And this is when it gets real, right? Because you can be going to work every day with the same people. They always say we spend more time with, people at work than we do our loved ones. We're there 5 days a week, all day long, right? So really observe them because they could be saying or doing things against you that you may not even know about. And here you are coming in, doo, doo, doo. You're my friend, my colleague and my friend. Maybe even going out for dinner, drinks as a group, whatever, but it's a totally different ball game if they're starting to talk about you behind your back, which is possible. So those are two important things, not giving passes right away and also just kind of observing. This is all part of something that I teach in the Brave Academy. It's under discernment and introspection. And discernment is really about knowing who is for you and who isn't. Taking off the masks and really looking at the person behind the mask, which is what you always want to do as fast as you possibly can. Because we want to get down and dirty and figure out, are you a good person or not? Should I be spending my time with you? Because I don't want to waste my time. And if you're not a good person, if you're not on my side, if you're talking behind either me or other people's backs, which is totally, it happens because we're different, right? We're special, we're different. And you just want to know what you're working with. You don't want to be the one who's always fooled and they're all nice to you and then they turn around, stab you in the back. Not cool. The other thing I wanted to mention to you was pay attention to the signs around you, not just the people, the actual signs. It's not so much about seeing the numbers like 222 or 1222 or 333. It's more about what's behind that. And I'll give you an example. As I was leaving the house the other day and I pulled out, a huge, beautiful hawk was circling my house and then kind of started circling my car. There was nobody behind me, nobody in front of me, it was just me. So I knew that hawks are obviously my totem. And I knew that that hawk was for me because it was hanging out and kind of guiding me. And then I asked, do you have a message for me? Or was just saying hi and protecting me. That's cool too, right? So always ask if there's a message for you and thank them, right? And thank God, thank the universe, thank spirit, whatever works for you, that you saw a 222 or a 1222 and you looked it up. And that means something like, whatever resonates with you, like you have spiritual protection because you do. So I wanted to kind of bring you into my world for a minute. And let you know that we're all struggling. Nobody's got it perfect. And the biggest thing that you can do for yourself to move forward is pay attention to what's happening around you, right? Not just a little, really open up and pay attention and open up your third eye. I always kind of do this. Open up your third eye and you can close your human eyes because you can see much more with your third eye spiritually than your human eyes, right? And know who's around you, right? Whether it's a dog, whether it's a cat, whether it's a human, know what they're like. And I'm not saying you have to cater to them all the time, but know who you're working with, right? It's that simple. You don't want to waste your time with beings that are not appreciative of you because there are plenty that will be, right? So I hope this helped you. Let me know if this worked for you. I just wanted to kind of make you a super quick video. And if you're interested in the Brave Academy, everything's down below. If you want to work with me one-on-one, all that's good too. I am offering somewhat of incentives for the next week or so. So if you want to work with me, let me know. All right, guys, take care. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.